program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and so good to have you on this Veterans Day for those of you out there listening. And of course, you know, we have all sorts of interesting guests that come onto the show. And because it is Veterans Day, what a wonderful way to celebrate it with solutions. And we've got James and Angela Holland back on the show with us with Set Apart Farms. So good to see you. And those of you watching us on the replay on Rumble and Brighteon, because we are on those channels now, can see these two wonderful people on camera smiling. I love it. And, you know, they're a great couple. And you know why? One of the reasons, they provide temporary free housing and assistance to U.S. vets and their families that are facing homelessness, and they support them during a medical recovery. Because they've been through this and they know. And this is one of the reasons why they said, you know what, we're putting our foot down and we're going to do something about it. Because we see that there is a need and they're fulfilling it. And they're promoting a healthy faith-based lifestyle in the process. So, you know, leadership by example, that's what they're doing. And God love you too for everything that you're doing here. And it's good to have you back on the show. SetApartFarms.org is the website. And I've been there, seen it, done it, bookmarked it. And, of course, I'd love to work with you guys in helping you set up houses. And, of course, you know, you probably want to have at least a mess hall, right?
Oh, you got to, right? Yes.
I mean, this is military, baby. Come on, you need a mess hall.
Absolutely.
How many hamburgers can you eat? You know?
Yeah. If we're going to be teaching food as medicine, then we have to absolutely show them, here's how we're going to make it. This is how we're going to cook it, and this is how we're going to eat it.
Yeah, and so, for breakfast, we have SOS, right? You know that. I mean, all the military guys out there are probably laughing at that suggestion.
There, I don't know.
Yeah, it's, you know, chip beef on toast. You know, they have another name for that in the military, folks. So, you know, if you were in the military, the vets know exactly what I'm talking about. Since I was in during NOM, Kevin was in during NOM, he called last hour. We have great conversations out there with people who actually care, because back then, our military was different. But as of late, our military has changed. You've seen this, haven't you, James?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. It's changed so much. It changed even when I was in. I watched it change while I was on active duty. For the Marine Corps, for an example, whenever I first came into the Marine Corps, we trained to a standard, right? So if we went out into the field and we were going to be gone Monday to Friday, come Friday when Motor T showed up, if the truck showed up, if we didn't meet our standard, Gunny sent those trucks away. And we stayed out there in the field and we kept training until we met those standards. And then we hiked back. That no longer, they don't do that anymore. It's more training to a time or money. And it's really watered down, unfortunately. I saw it happen while I was in there. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer to the, I don't know what the solution to that one is. I think buckling down and kind of tightening back up on our recruiting is one thing to do. It. We have to quit watering down the SOP and quit watering down the standards. That'll help.
Oh,
sure.
You mean like we've gone woke in the military? Is that what you're alluding to? Oh my God.
Yeah, a little too woke. So I think some people need some sleep.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we got other situations too, and that's because of the fact that, and now they're trying to stop this jab from happening. A lot of people just won't join because they don't like, I'm not taking that shot. I'm sorry. I wouldn't go back in again if they were going to force me to do that. But you know, we're all retired from it. We're out of it. Done. Served. Thank you for your service again, sir, and everything that you've done. And of course, having a military family as you do, and your lovely wife, Angela, who's with you, sitting on the film here with us. And people, like I said, you can go to Rumble and Brighteon and actually watch this conversation, and you can see the sincerity on these two people's faces when they talk about what they're doing with Set Apart Farms. So first off, I guess for those of you who weren't aware of this program, you are currently looking for 25 acres or something thereabouts up in Fredericksburg?
That's correct. Yes, we are looking in the Hill Country right now, a couple of good prospects. But we've also been offered We've been offered land in Oklahoma, Branson, Florida, Pennsylvania. So those are all definitely going to be future operations of Set Apart Farms, because we can't we can't just have one little, you know, farm down here in Texas and expect everybody to be able to come down here, as much as I think they would enjoy it. We have to be realistic. So once we hit our success goal down here and we have it operating and we hit success, then it's basically just rinse, wash, and repeat.
It needs to be nationwide. It's a really simple concept to replicate for each state. I mean, every state should have a place where families can go to heal. And it's, you know, it really reflects the state of our country and where we're at to show that there isn't a place to serve families long term.
Yeah, right. So we're dealing with that right now. We're trying to assist a veteran family in Arkansas right now. This family, it's, you know, a veteran spouse and two children. And they're currently living in conditions that, I mean, they have no running water, no electricity. Their restroom is currently a bucket. And the thing that frustrates me is we currently have terrorists in Gitmo that are living better than we have veterans living here in the States. And I'm done with that.
Well, not only that, it's not just Gitmo, James. I mean, we have migrants that are coming across our borders that are living better than that.
Yep. No, absolutely. Yeah.
And calling and trying to, you know, gather is there for them in Arkansas. It's really frustrating. You know, the families do not have the resources that they need, and they are running into the obstacles that we ran into trying to navigate the VA system. And so we're really seeing, as we start to ask veteran families to share their stories with us, how great this need is, as if we didn't already know that.
Right.
Well, you went through it yourself, didn't you? I mean, can you explain in brief how you went through this and what you faced?
Yeah, absolutely. So after I'd gotten injured in combat and needed some surgeries, and when I got out, the plan was kind of like, hey, Staff Sergeant, go in and check into the VA. They're going to take care of you. That wasn't exactly true, right? That was about a four-year, 11-month-long process that I was kind of alternating between hydrocodone, oxycodone, and physical therapy.
Oh, wonderful.
The family's not involved in that. So that time, you know, that is where that begins, when they take the veteran, pull them from the family, and only start giving the resources, information to the veteran. And so that isolates the veteran, even in their healing. I was not a part of anything that was going on during that time, because I was told, which was a lie, that's his war, his trauma, his recovery. It's our family's trauma. It's our family's recovery. It's our family's journey.
Right. So if it was mine, then once the VA botched the surgeries that they did, it became hers very, very quickly, because she literally was my full-time caregiver for about, 18 months?
18 months. Because it wasn't surgery that went wrong. It was trying to have the VA take accountability for that. They wanted to say, oh, you know, so sorry. You know, this happens sometimes. And I wasn't about to let that happen sometime to my family. So I pursued learning everything I could about the VA, how to navigate it, how to, you know, navigate the benefits versus the medical, because they don't speak together and nobody gives spouses or veterans this type of education. I had to learn about congressional inquiries. You know, this journey took us from Washington to Texas, where we had to again deal with another VA, another surgery, seeing a lot of the same gaps and lack of resources, even in the great state of Texas. So this was really forged in fire, and God took us on an amazing, incredible journey that ended up with creating Set Apart Farms from what we went through, and taking a very simple mind, body, and soul approach to healing for the entire family unit, not just the veteran.
Right. And that's where, like what Angela said, we started to see gaps into these programs. And that's one of the things that frustrates me, like dealing with this Arkansas family we're dealing with. You know, they've been reaching out to all these different veteran organizations and these other organizations, and they get kind of the same answers we got most of the time was, oh, we're sorry, we're not taking any more applications for the rest of the year. Their donate button works really good, but you can't find an assistance button at all.
Or they're out of the region. And so because they're out of the region, even though it's in the same state, that pushes them over to a region that has no resources.
Right. And unfortunately, one of these organizations actually even told the spouse and said, listen, if your veteran happens to unfortunately take matters into their own hands, which we know what that means, if the veteran commits suicide, then they're said, we'll have something for you and your children. So that's a seed they planted. That needs to stop. Because if that veteran hears that and knows that, they're going to think, all right, I'm the burden. I'm already burdening my family. And if I take myself out of the equation, my family will be taken care of. That's garbage that an organization even planted that seed. We've got to change that.
I mean, see, yesterday, before I had retired Army Captain Brent Clark, or Alan Clark, rather, Alan Byron Clark, he wrote this book on soldiers' blood and bloodied money and talked all about his time during Vietnam and everything that he went through and the fact that the banksters were financing both sides of the war, financing arms for both sides of the war so they could kill our citizens, our military. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's no fair equation when it comes to serving when you're fighting wars that have no purpose. Now, right. The thing is, we have this severe problem now with people coming back. It seems like, you know, they want you coming back in a body bag rather than coming back whole. You know, if that was the case, if they wanted you back whole, we would not have had the last day in Afghanistan turn out the way it did.
Absolutely.
That correct. Would not have happened. That was atrocity. That was, to me, a war crime directly against Biden. And yeah, who's going to hold him accountable for that? And he sits there when they're coming in looking at his damn watch. You know, that really just frustrated me. And every time he did it, I could just imagine those Gold Star families looking at him, looking at his watch every time they unloaded a casket off that aircraft. I'm sorry, I'm beside myself as a vet. I'm beside myself on this. It's not right. It's not fair. And what you guys are doing is phenomenal to try to help out. So what's the status now and how can people help as far as helping this family in Arkansas right now?
So we're still on our same projected path here. We're looking for the land. We have a lot of the development kind of coming together, especially with gentlemen like you getting on the scene here with these homes and stuff. So we're really just ready to break ground on the building so that we can start housing these families. We've kind of run our distance on being able to help a lot of these families remotely. You know, we've been doing that for the past couple of years, being able to help, you know, navigate them through the VA system, through the benefits, through their state funded programs that are out there. And then also kind of giving a little bit of hope to them as far as their family is concerned. But now we're at that point where we see that next step is providing something that does not exist in this country. And it's taking that entire family and healing them together as one.
And through being able to provide this reconciliation and revival of families, being able to gather these family stories, because that's the second push. It's not enough just to house them and heal them for us. We want policy change. We want things to change, just as you spoke about. We want to have better options for healthcare. When they were, you know, their main treatment for James is pharmaceutical-based, and we don't have a say in that. And often, the pharmaceuticals that were recommended and given, whether we wanted them or not, years ago, have since been pulled by the FDA and recalled for a number of horrendous issues.
Yeah,
right. And so, you know, we want to heal them. And yes, we understand that some people may need medication because it's a fallen world. But often you don't need 13 pharmaceuticals as they prescribe James. You don't need everything that they're giving you. And often the veteran and their family are not educated to even what's going in their body, how that affects their mood, how that affects their relationship, parenting, marriage. And so it's taking back things through education and infiltrating these systems that are supposed to be working for us and making them start working for us collectively through unity.
Right. Yeah. So
makes sense.
The way people can help is, well, by donations, donating on our website, or like you said, if somebody has land out there that's a minimum of 25 acres, we're ready to build. We're ready to get this going.
You know, and connecting to our faith-based community, we are a faith-based organization. Our mind, body, soul approach reflects the scripture. So connecting with churches, it's his people also that are going to support his people. And you don't necessarily have to be ready, because when we started this journey, I was a practicing pagan speaking against the Bible and my husband was fallen away. But you have to be ready for change. And often God is the path that we haven't taken yet. And he's the one that's going to work as far as living your life in a healthier, more family oriented way.
Absolutely. Having that be your moral compass will definitely help drive your family, help you to be more productive, just a better citizen in the community. You know, we'd said it before, the way we reunite this country is we have to fix the division. And in order to fix the division, we got to start small. We got to start in our homes, because that's where the division starts, is in our homes. And we can reunite our homes, we'll have united communities, and we'll get the United States back. And like Angela was saying, you know, these families, there are a lot of families that are out there that fall underneath this category way more than what we thought. When this happened to me, I thought, what's the luck? What's the chances I do 5 combat deployments as an infantry Marine and I come back lucky enough with all my extremities to be laid up in a hospital bed because the VA just completely botched the surgery. Now I'm half paralyzed. It was a lot more, the statistics were a lot higher than I was expecting. Because once we started to reach out and we started to get our story told, people just started flooding in with the same types of stories and the same things going on.
Even at the facility we were at, there was an elderly couple there.
A Vietnam veteran.
And he was paralyzed during his surgery. Sent him home with no stipend, no modifications for his home. And so since I had learned about the congressional inquiries, we got his wife one. But I wanted to go back to what you said, because I felt living in that facility in agreement with what you said, where they wanted the older vets to die off, and they wanted the younger ones to take their lives. And that's not an option for my family or for anyone else. So we're refusing those options and we're creating new ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Like makes you were sense. Saying about Vietnam, not much has changed. If you look at this war we just was so horribly pulled out of in Afghanistan, 20 years of this, look, most veterans out there of my generation, they can agree. They were over there. We've deployed. We saw Al-Qaeda. We saw Taliban. We saw Mujahideen. We saw the enemy. And they weren't very good at their job. It's just the thing was we were never allowed to do our job.
Yeah. See, you had one hand tied behind your back, just like in Nam. There were so many. You saw that picture of the guy holding the gun on that Vietnamese kid's head at My Lai. I mean, everybody saw it. They made him a damn poster child. You see, the thing is every time we go into one of these conflicts, we have our hands behind our back. These are not wars. I mean, World War II, my father served, my wife's father served. Both of them were in England during the war, you know, and my dad worked in an X-ray tent, you know, and all these people that would be brought back over from the war-torn areas of France and whatnot, he would have to, you know, wheel them in to take X-rays and assist with all of that. So, you know, the thing is they were in during a time when wars actually, and now we're finding out they were financed. Both sides were financed. Krupp was financing Germany and building the war machine with money that came from Rothschild and, you know, Warburg. I mean, the list just goes on. And we're caught in the middle of it.
Right.
I don't, you know, and it's not the vets' fault. I mean, this is the thing. They did the rah-rah-rah shish-kum-bah when 9/11 happened, and everybody wanted to go to war. All the bumpkins from their heels, they all wanted to go. They all wanted to kick some Iraqi ass. I mean, it was nuts. All they did was blame somebody, point a target, and everybody just jumped.
Yes.
All right. Now the end result is nobody knows the truth. Nobody knows what really happened. Nobody knows about false flag attacks. They don't want to believe that. They have cognitive dissonance. See, all this needs to be, the truth needs to come out.
Yes.
You know, just like with COVID and what they've done to our military recently, and this just blew me away when I found out about this, they were telling all our current military out there, James, that they were giving them flu shots when in fact they were getting the COVID jab.
Yes. Yeah. We heard about that.
How do you lie to people like that and expect them to stay in your military without some sort of repercussion? I believe that we had this conversation in our last hour with another vet from Florida. You know, if they're going to lie to you about this stuff, they should be held accountable. If they're going to commit fraud against the American people, so much for this immunity. They knew about the jab. They knew about the adverse events and reactions and things that were going to happen. Now they're trying to kill off half our military. And yep. People just say, we don't want any part of that. But then you've got the ones like yourself that have come through this thing, that are injured, that are now back home. We have a possible proxy war that could turn into a full-blown world war where all of our, I mean, you know, the currently deployed could be sent over to Ukraine. We yes. might end up in a nuclear war. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen now because the powers that be are a little mixed up.
No, absolutely. Yeah, our military is definitely posturing right now in a way that it hasn't in a really long time. It's really weird of how they're doing it. My son, I just had a son that just left on the 13th MU just on the 8th of this month. He pushed out. And I'm sure they're headed over towards the South China Sea right now. So there's no telling what could kick off. And like what you were saying there, I mean, you got to figure 20 years we went over there and did that. They were able to thin out quite a bit of patriotic people, right, in this country. We call them alpha male, right, as if you want to put a stigma on them. They were able to dupe them into believing into this war and going over there. And look at how many we thinned out in this country over 20 years.
And what is done when they come back? Nothing that is different with our grandfathers and fathers. They take the veteran, they isolate him from his family.
Yep.
They put him in either pharmaceuticals, a bar, right? Now they're doing psychedelics, mushrooms, and ketamine through the VA for our veterans. I'm pretty sure me and my 8-year-old can't participate in a mushroom party or ketamine with my veteran. So they're still continuing to isolate the veteran once he comes home or she comes home, keeping them separate, keeping them quiet, and keeping them away from their family, which perpetuates what we see happening with our veteran demographic decade after decade after decade. What we need to do is break that cycle and let veterans know when they come home, your family is now your unit. There is still a war to fight, only it's spiritual, because the enemy is coming to devour your family. So you need to teach your family how to fight the enemy. And you still have a general, only now he's not a man that he should lie. And so we want to encourage our veterans. God put that fight in you for a reason. Now let's use it for him and see what can happen.
Yeah. And all of that, I mean, it's just, it's static noise, you know, what they're doing with psychedelic. It's like, how do you call that research where you take a veteran who's feeling depressed and you bring them in and you get them high on ketamine and you're like, man, they're mushrooms. Smiling and in a good mood.
Hey, I got a great idea. Let's put on some Cheech and Chong records. Oh, far out, man.
Yeah, it's like, how is that research?
Well, this is crazy.
Chat with their wife. I have so much to say to you. Leave me alone. You know?
What happened to the war on drugs? And look at what they're doing in Afghanistan with the poppy production. I mean, I love those. I really want one of those shirts, the DARE shirts, you know, that says DARE to keep the CIA off drugs. I mean, I've seen them. They're out there. But I'm just like looking at this whole thing and going, man, we are over there for all the wrong reasons. And now we're coming back and these people are broken.
They are
broken. They got PTSD and they're broken.
And we can't keep doing the same thing. We can't keep separating. We can't keep, you know, separating the family unit and then expecting, oh, well, eventually this is just going to work. It's not. We're no different now today with our 22 a day with veteran suicides than we were 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago. We're still in the same boat. So it's time to do something a little different, which is the approach we're trying to take here. Quit separating the family. Quit taking half of the unit out, giving them all the equipment, you know, giving them coping skills, communication skills, giving them all this stuff, and then sending them home and saying, I'll make it work.
And quit believing the propaganda that 22 a day is an option for you. It's not.
Yeah,
your family needs you.
Yeah, no doubt.
You. But unfortunately, they've put that propaganda out there that if it's not working out, you know, you can quit, and you can't. Yep.
We're at the break right now. We're going to come back with James and Angela Holland of Set Apart Farms and continue this conversation and take maybe your phone calls if you're interested. You want to find out where to donate. Always appreciate it. 844-769-2944. We will be back after the break. Stay with us.
The very world we live in, thepowermall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. Thepowermall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And you are, my friends. Welcome back to our final segment of the Power Hour with James and Angela Holland, the founders of Set Apart Farms. SetApartFarms.org. That's SetApartFarms.org. Write that down. I don't have a pen. Well, remember that then. See, I like Van Wilder. I watch those movies all the time. The great thing about this, folks, is it is Veterans Day, and we're talking about veterans. We're talking about veterans' needs. And these guys, a lot of them come back, and they're broken, and they got nowhere to go, and they're living in their cars. They're living on the streets. They're living in these homeless camps in blue state cities. They're doing drugs. Now they're being fed the seed that, hey, do us all a favor and check out. That way we don't have to worry about you actually growing a brain and understanding who the real enemy is. I just got done watching The Hunger Games. I'm sorry. I'm watching all this stuff and I'm going, you know, here's the thing. Why would our own government plant seeds like that to try to get us to kill ourselves? And see, this is what Set Apart Farms does. This is why they're different from everybody else, because they don't operate like the VA folks. There are a lot of people I know that have great experiences with the VA and they trust their government implicitly for every single thing. We have come to a point in time where I don't even trust my own family doctor. I don't even want to go for wellness checkups anymore, even though it's paid for by Medicare. I don't even want to do that because there's no sense in it. And I don't trust modern medicine because they've been out there going, oh, the jabs are safe and effective, when in fact, we know they're not. And I mean, they canceled flu shots way back when after 53 people died. And how many, into the tens of thousands of people have been adversely affected by these jabs? And then they lied to our military and told them they were getting flu shots when they were getting the real COVID-19 vax. You know, when you have a military and you have that kind of behavior and you've got these broken vets coming back out of service and their families are finding themselves destitute and living in their cars, if they're even lucky enough to live that way and not living in tents. I'm just wondering, as far as all the solutions now, James and Angela, you have been basically helping people, and you can't just keep giving and giving and giving. They have to be able to get out on their own. And that's part of the growing process, is you have to grow them spiritually. But at the same time, and we were talking during the break about homeschooling. I mean, donations can come in the form of material supplies like computers, laptops, things that they can teach and educate kids with. And, you know, the cycle includes the whole family. The whole family unit needs to be trained, which means homeschooling.
Oh, absolutely. And as you were saying, we are different than other organizations because we're two individuals that lived it, that became an organization. And we saw the brokenness in the medical system, in the government system, in the public school system, which I used to work for. And I've always homeschooled my daughter. And we're not afraid to talk about it, because unless we talk about it and call them out for the injustices that are happening, nothing changes. A country doesn't fall because people fail to fight. It's because they stay silent and they never start to fight. And we're having a whole lot of silence that we need to start breaking. And so all of those aspects are addressed because we saw them and we had to fight them as individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just going about it, having to figure out, like you said, solutions, right? So what are we doing the same and what can we do different? The thing, like I had spoken about earlier, planting those seeds in that spouse's head about, well, if your veteran were to take matters into their own hands, we will have something for you and your children. Well, why don't you have something for the whole family? And if you already have something for the spouse and the children, it's one more step. And like you were saying, it's almost like it is set up that way.
Yeah, well, did you ever ask him what those benefits were? Oh, yeah, we'll give you a couple $1,000 and kick you out the door.
More than likely, it's a voucher. It's a Band-Aid on a puncture wound, and that's what we keep seeing over and over again, is Band-Aids on puncture wounds. If it's a puncture wound, we got to get surgical with it. And it's going to take a lot longer of a process. With our program, we're looking at 6 to 9 months long of rebuilding this family.
It's a new approach to long-term healing for a veteran and the family. The strange thing is our enemy, who seems to be so great and powerful, is afraid of a family. The family unit is the most frightening thing to our enemy, because when you are that tight unit, just as a military unit, you fight together and then you band together. And then we become the tribes that we used to be that took back the territory in our communities.
Absolutely. So it's time, and we have to unite is what it is, right? There's the three phases: unite, organize, and then put your plans to action. And so by educating these families on the actual benefits that they have and just educating them on the VA system, which is a beast of a system, should be a college course. Once they then have an understanding of it, now we can collectively come together and stand up against it.
Right.
But they keep it so confusing like that for a reason.
And then that blends over, as you were saying, to our medical choices. So the people that fight for our freedom don't have medical freedom. We're not allowed to choose the path of health or the objects the ingredients that go into our body. So it's collectively raising our voices and really taking back our rights. So this is more than just a nonprofit. It's a national movement to take families back across America. And of course, we're starting with the veteran demographic because that's our fighting demographic. And that's where we as a family were forged through fire.
Yep, absolutely. And like you were saying, Dave, trying to keep us, you know, not being able to think, right, is the thing. If you look at the horrible Afghan withdrawal, even our own government, they didn't even understand how quickly veterans can come together, unite, organize, and put a plan to action. Because that's exactly what we did. If you look at some of the things that started to take place over there after the government just left everything over there and pulled out, there was organizations that were stepping up and flying into country and literally doing good things. That's because of how quick we can move. And so, you know, we're the biggest threat to the system, veterans, because we can literally on the fly, as I'm driving to come pick you up, I'm planning and organizing and getting it all together. To keep us a little out of it, it would benefit the system for sure. But we have to pull them out of that. That's what we're going back into the muck and mire for, is to get these veterans, to show these families that there's hope out there. Don't give up.
And the spouses need to understand that just because your veteran spouse is broken right now, that's not a permanent state of being. Haven't we all been broken from some type of trauma? We all show up to marriage with trauma. And so part of that is realizing it is not a permanent state. It is a temporary state that healing and hope and change is possible from.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, and the sad thing about it is, you know, because I brought up, you know, remember who the enemy is. The funny thing about it is, why is there such an incessant need for the current administration to destroy the family unit? Because divided, we fall.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is one of the reasons that you guys are doing something that I don't know how the government reacts to something like this, even though what you are doing is humanitarian in nature. In trying to grow the family unit back together, they're trying to tear it apart. I'm just wondering, and I posit that idea or that thought process here, because how have you been doing as far as grant writing and getting grants from various organizations to help you out, from NGOs?
So I'm glad you brought that up. So one thing we decided not to do was we are not going to be utilizing any type of government grants for what we're doing. And the reason is I don't need an organization who's never been able to help veterans tell me how to help veterans. They can go ahead and stay out of the equation here. We're having to take matters in our own hands. One thing I say a lot, I say it to my board, is I want Set Apart Farms done right more than I want it done. So if we can't get this right, if we're just going to fall into line with all these other organizations that are falling short with all these gaps, then we're not doing it. And so that's what's kind of taken us a little longer in doing this, is because we're not just signing up for grant money, for government grant money, because then they have to tell us how to spend that money. And they don't know how to help veterans.
And we're not pushing our faith aside either, right? This is a time in our country where being bold in your faith can hold you back. And so when wickedness has been raised and infiltrated into our government, God is raising up different people to fight them. And so I'm confident in who goes before us, that it is his mission to heal families, and he's choosing those to raise up, and he will equip us with everything we need to fight the enemy in all ways.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that does help. You know, there's some morning shows, they won't have us on their morning show to talk about what we're doing, even though they agree with it and think it's great, just because simply of our statement of faith that's on our website. And we're not going to falter on that.
So. Sorry, you know, you're always welcome here. I know that. You know that. 844-769-2944. For those of you who want to write a check or send money, they have a donate button on the Set Apart Farms website, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So the thing is that, you know, we're making the pitch. It is Veterans Day, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we played the veteran songs from all four branches of the military, because you're taking all four branches of the military. It's not just one branch just because, oh, it's the Marines and the grunts and hoorah. You know, it's not like that. I mean, it's, you know, we know. I've DJed so many Marine Corps parties, man. I'm telling you, I love those Marine Corps parties. They are so good. November 10th, as a matter of fact, so happy birthday.
You
know, it just happened. And I did say happy birthday to the Marines out there. But anyway, I mean, doing those Marine Corps parties, and I mean, these people are stellar. Well, at the Officers Club at Fort Leavenworth, I remember DJing so many of those parties and doing the cake cutting and the whole nine yards with the sword. And I mean, everyone was, we're talking about top flight, top notch people. So well behaved, so well dressed.
It's like our faith family. It's a wide network of like-minded people fighting for the same thing with the same moral compass.
Yep. Right.
And so, some of them are a little lost. They have to bring them to the doorstep, and that's fine.
But, you know, we were lost, too. That's why we understand. You know, you don't have to show up ready, you know, to just be where we're at. You have to show up ready for change.
Absolutely. Yes. And so, like you said, there is a donate button on our website. We're about to do we're trying to do a big push now. We had a lot of we had individuals contacting us over the last few months, and I would get a check. You know, it would come a little there, like, hey, I wanted to give this to you now, and I wanted to donate last month, but I didn't feel like it was enough. Listen, $5 a month is enough. Trust me. Any and all donations that we get for Set Apart Farms goes into the capital campaign, sits in the account for Set Apart Farms. None of us get a paycheck from it. None of us get, you know, we don't fill our gas tank up with it. The money is going towards these veteran families. So even if somebody were just do reoccurring donations of $10 a month, it's going to go so far with these families that we're trying to assist, like the ones in Arkansas that we're currently dealing with today. Anybody that can give anything to this cause, we really need the community to do this. Because like we said, we're not really doing very much on the government side for grants and things of that nature. And we're also disqualified, unfortunately, for some foundations just based on us being a faith-based organization and not willing to falter on that.
But as you said, you know, power to the people. This is the people's movement.
Yes.
This is something that if the people want it, we're ready to do the work. And there's all types of ways. If you're saying, you know, the country's struggling, well, what can I do besides monetary? You can share. You can line up a speaking engagement. You can even send us your story, because we're collecting data in order to change policy down the road. So however you can get involved, there is a spot for you.
Now, how are you different from like organizations like Wounded Warrior Project, Tunnel to Towers, and stuff like that? I mean, I know that they cater to a lot of different people who have like lost limbs and whatnot, and they make houses that are ADA compliant, and they want $11 a month, you know, residual, and you can help. And I mean, they got these massive TV campaigns. You obviously don't have that TV campaign going on. But the thing is that these people, I don't know that they're faith based, are they?
You know, I'm not sure. I know, and I'll let James answer too, but as far as how we're different, we're serving families, which no one in the nation is doing in a long-term approach. We're also faith-based, and we do a mind-body-soul approach to where everybody in the family is getting the same type of education, mind, body, and soul, from food as medicine to navigating the VA to exploring your faith cover to cover in the Bible. And we also have revenue generating components where we're not going to have to rely on all of those grants all the time, because we will be producing things that can be turned into profit as far as herbs, medicine, partnering with farmers market and food to table.
I see truck farming in your future.
Yes. And even, I mean, we have some other partnerships with some veteran, companies. These are small veteran companies that are starting out and they're making a really great product. So, hey, let us help facilitate that. If you're already bringing in vets in to do a workshop, we can assist with that on the farm. Now, with some of these other organizations, you had asked if they're faith-based. So unfortunately, for some of them, it depends on who's writing the check. They'll have a flyer that says they are completely faith-based and throw in some of their favorite, you know, Bible verses. And then depending on if they're going to a different organization, they'll have a different flyer. And that's just too wishy-washy for us, right? We are who we are. We put it out there on our website. We're not going to change on that. And people always say, I always get people a lot of times, they're like, well, yeah, we donate to Wounded Warriors. And my number one question is, what do they do? What do they do? And you would be surprised. About 10 times out of 10, they're like, well, I don't know.
Let me do my Scooby. Yeah. Is that like that?
Veterans, I think. Well, see, you don't know. See, that's another difference of us. It's we're going to be, we talk unity in the community. So we're not going to be that private veteran club that is, oh, we just help vets. Y'all don't worry about this. We're going to bring the community into the farm. Uh-huh. We have to unite them.
We have three simple steps to our program. Life on the farm, which is, you know, mind and body, navigating the VA, and
community care.
Community care, which involves connecting to our faith-based partners and our private sector partners. It's very simple. Through those components, the family gets all the resources they need to be able to never come back to our farm because they're so equipped to then be able to advocate for themselves, navigate what they need to, and then enter society the way that the military should have prepared them to re-enter society with hope and all the tools that they need to be successful.
Wow. You know, this reminds me so much of these recidivism campaigns that they have for prisoners that are just getting out of prison and they're trying to integrate them into the, but after spending all this time behind bars, I mean, and see, the thing is internally these veterans, and I've known a lot of them that come back broken, and it's almost like that very same thing. They're in a prison of their own and they need to learn to break out of it. And that's one of the things I learned from Alan Clark yesterday, talking to him. He was in his own little prison. God was the only thing that pulled him out of this.
Yes.
Same with James.
Yep. That's what did it for me. And another thing that keeps me, it keeps me up here is helping these other veterans. So I have to now help them, right? I have to provide a service for them that didn't exist for me and my family when we were going through what we were going through. So I have to stay on my A game. It was just like being back in the military. Right. If I was going to be, you know, somewhat, I don't know, I guess some people would have said cocky. I was just confident as a Marine NCO. I felt I was just confident. I had to stay on my game. I had to stay up. You know, I had to stay in good, great physical condition. I had to stay up on all the new, you know, techniques, procedures that were out there. I had to stay on top of my game with it. And that's, you know, how many veterans I've helped just by bringing them in to help me with Set Apart Farms. Because then once they started to help other vets and see the change and see that charitable, just that look on their faces when they get help, it put them in a better place. And that's what we plan on doing.
Just like brokenness is contagious, so is hope and change.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
It is.
So what's this Farms Festival that you're doing? You have a 2023 festival coming up?
We do. We pushed it this year. So we did it last year in June, you know, and that was in Pasadena, Texas. Doing a rodeo in June in Pasadena was...
It was really hot.
It was hot. Yeah, that's a good word for it. That was a good word. It was brutal on the livestock. It was brutal on the artists that were there. It was brutal on the cowboys that performed. So we're going to go ahead and push it this year, we think, towards the end of the year, more like November of 2023. I think that might be a little bit better time in that Houston area and not be so hot. I'm sure John Rich will appreciate it. He was sweating pretty good up there on the stage in June. But he still showed up and he still did it. So, yeah, we have a Set Apart Farms Festival that we're going to start doing. We just did our first one this year, and it's going to be an annual event. We've partnered with the MRCA, which is Military Rodeo Cowboys Association. So all the cowboys that are there participating are either active duty or veterans.
And it's something that the whole family can get involved in.
That's
so,
the big thing.
You know, we want to make sure that we're even changing the way that veterans find their hobbies. If your family can't do it with you, it shouldn't be your favorite hobby.
Yes.
So your family can't go there and cheer you on.
Right. And when we had this one this year, there were so many cowboys that were participating, coming from different states, North Carolina, Oklahoma, as far as Washington. And they came with their whole family. That's what was really awesome about it. And it was just really neat to see that. And, you know, with the festival, you got, you know, I mean, you have all your, the kids, of course, are going to want to go over to the petting zoo, and then you got carnival rides and things like that. So we just want to be able to have something that we bring to the community that they can enjoy, right, and not gouge them on tickets.
I mean, we kept everything really low. I can take my 8-year-old, too, and not have to cover her ears and eyes for everything.
Yes. A family-focused event is what we're trying to put on every year and just bring awareness about what it is we're trying to do.
Right. Now, are you operating out of the Houston area? Because I see your 501c3 is registered to that city. And
it is. We're that's kind of our home base is Houston. We just happen to be out in Fredericksburg, Texas right now with a great community that's building up out there that loves what it is we're putting together. And we're kind of putting all the puzzle pieces out in that area. We think strategically. It's a great area because it puts us right in the middle where we can use the Kerrville VA and we can also still go to the San Antonio VA.
Which we've used both ourselves. So it's nice to have vetted, you know, some of these systems that we're going to have to use again.
Yes, absolutely. Like what people don't realize is just because it's a VA, they're not all created equally at all. I've been to about 9 different VAs that we've had
in several states.
And the odd thing is I would put Houston as the number 9, is the worst that I had to deal with. And I'd put San Antonio as the best, and they're only 3 hours apart. So strategically, we are looking for that hill, in that hill country area right now.
Okay. Well, I just sent you a contact blurb here with our home building site on it. And so you have that, and you have our contact information there. But like I said, I see auctions all the time where we literally could figure out a way to supply your kitchen needs and storage, food storage, because you're going to need that. You're going to need freezers. You're going to need all that stuff. Folks, this is not a matter of if you have access to funds, that's one thing. But if you've got access to good used restaurant equipment and you see the same auctions that I do, and these auctions are in Houston, they're in Dallas, they're in Tyler, they're all over the place where you can get access to it if you have ways of getting it, the material from point A to point B, because, you know, they need kitchen materials to build a commercial kitchen. They need classroom materials for homeschool purposes. There's a lot of different needs here in getting this whole thing set up. I guess my final question to you is, how close are you to getting this thing started to where we can rock and roll on it?
The house is up and running by next summer is the goal.
Yeah, we're pretty close right now. Now, one thing we won't do, we won't settle, right? So it has to be a lot of factors have to go into this, because I don't need families having to travel an hour and a half to 2 hours just to go and make VA appointments. That's going to be that's counterproductive, and it's already a strain on the family having to deal with it. So we're having to be very strategic on where we place it. But yeah, I'd say we're really close to breaking ground. That was why I sent you a text the other day. I said, I need some numbers here because I think we're about to be breaking ground really quick.
Yeah, that's good, because, you know, we'd like to be a part of it. And once again, we're out of time for this segment, but happy Veterans Day to all of you. And thank you for your service. Those of you, we love you guys, and you're doing good things. And we hope to see you again with more news and updates on your progress of everything that's happening at setapartfarms.org. And with your project, it's a 501c3, folks. Go there to the website, setapartfarms.org, and donate. We want you to do that. James and Angela Holland, thanks so much for being with us on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We're out of time. We're going to be back next Monday. You can watch this program again and see just how sincere we really are on Brighteon and Rumble. And those will be posted here shortly after the show. Share this with your friends, and don't forget to donate. It's a great cause. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sharon, King is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges.
Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.